Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
You're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
If I have a sword and I'm just like, eh, like that, I'm not going to do anything. I will probably, it's just not going to work.
I mean, the one in Hollywood, it's only going to have the Bowser Mario Kart ride. They don't even have the Yoshi ride. So
I think it's absolute stupid. I think you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. I think you're shooting yourself in the foot. I don't know how many cliches I can come up with, but it's just not good for the industry.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix podcast. I am Spanish with a laboring intro song. I don't know what's going on with that.
Salutations, I'm Mike.
And I am Verlan. You can check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow and twitch.tv/gamefix.
There it is. There it is. Gamefixshow.com, as he mentioned, our website. Go to it. Enjoy it. You know, put it between your toes. I don't care. Do whatever you want with it. It doesn't matter to me. But please go and check it out because you can follow us on any of our social medias from there. You can also subscribe right there. You can listen to our latest show right on the website. Pretty cool. As well as you can check out our Patreon. So if you support our show and you want us to keep going because we can't do it without you, that's just what this is what it's all about. You know, you could support us monetarily, and we do appreciate that. And then once you do that, you can actually become sort of a producer for the show. So you could tell us what to talk about. You can give us challenges. You could do a bunch of different things. Verlaine's still working on a challenge, as far as I know.
Yeah, I have the Roblox one. So here's the thing.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
No. I didn't do it. I didn't do it yet. I'm not. I want to do it, but I'm currently in the process of kind of moving.
Okay.
Well, I should have it by next week. I want to do it proper, and I also have to go into my system and invert controllers because Roblox is classic for games not having inverted controls. Oh. So some of the games I can't play. Yeah, I guess.
It just makes the curve weird. Like, yeah. I get what he means, though.
I can't.
Of course you do, Mike. And no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I get what he means.
I'm a kiss ass.
Yeah, I get what he means too, Mike. But okay, well, there's a lot we got to get to today. Some Xbox news, some Verlaine's favorite game, Overwatch. We got some Overwatch news, as well as I don't know. I really don't care that much, but apparently hearing somebody crunch on a stream while you're trying to play an online game can throw you off. According to some people, I guess. It's never thrown me off, but okay. All right. I guess it'll
have these problems.
I don't know. I don't know anyone that has these problems, but there apparently it's a problem and there's a company that did something about it, and we'll get into that. So, but before we do all of that, let's talk about what we've been gaming this week. And I guess I will go first. How about that? This week I will go first. Just to get out of the way, I've only been playing Spider-Man 2. It's awesome. What else can I fucking say? It's great. It's fun. Yeah. You're fucking Spider-Man. What else do you need? No, it's great, man. Like, the storyline is pretty solid. Lately, I've been doing a lot of, like, this past week, I did a lot of side missions. So I'm going to get back into the main storyline this week. Probably beat it. I'm looking to probably beat the game this week. That's where we at. Solve the game. I'll get there. Don't worry. I'll get there. You know. Oh, you know I will. But the game's awesome. It's just there is so much that goes with it because, you know, you're constantly, you know, trying to parry. Because parrying is a big part of the game. I know you kind of could do it in the first one, But in this one, for sure, like it is like crucial.
I love parrying.
Yeah, it's crucial to this game. So you have to make sure you time it out right and all that. But yeah, it's the symbiote suit is so awesome. It's amazing. Although with saying that, and I'm having a lot of fun with the symbiote suit, I say Miles Morales is more fun to play.
Really?
Yeah. He's got the electricity. There's something about it, man. Like there's something about, and then he can, he can go invisible. There's some,
yeah,
there's some like cool shit about that. So although I did unlock a new ability for Spider-Man in his symbiote suit where I think it's up to eight or 10 guys, something like that. I haven't actually used it yet. Where he shoots a string at every one of them and like picks them up and throws them down. So I just unlocked
like a strand of the black just shoots out.
Yeah, and it just anyone that's there it'll attach to, and then he just like boom like that. So I haven't actually used it. Literally like last night before I got off the game, I was like, oh, I can unlock this, and I unlocked it, and I just haven't played it yet. So that's my treat tonight. That's what I'll do tonight. So, but that's what I've been playing. And all right, let's get into what Verlaine's been playing. Boom, we're gonna go boom, boom, boom.
Okay. Well, I have been playing Broforce. I'm almost done. I'm very like cool. like 80%. And the game went from like typical like we'll just do movies. So it went from like a Rambo kind of setting with terrorists and stuff to aliens with facehuggers and aliens and stuff. And I just beat that part, and now it's Doom, like the game Doom. It's not like that's not playing. It's like the theme. So like, there's dead soldiers, and you kill them, and unless you like blow them up or throw them off a cliff, they just keep coming back to life. Whoa. There's demon dogs that do the same thing, and I just started that part. So soon it'll be done, and I still keep getting new characters. Like it's amazing how many characters, except. There are so many characters I've unlocked and I don't always really play with more than like a couple times. They keep giving me like the Rocketeer, who is just a dumb character. But it's sweet. It's cool. And Raiden's like the strongest. Raiden, whenever they give me Raiden, I beat whatever they're giving me. Like usually it's like, it seems to be like at a boss and Raiden just destroys everything. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Played Overwatch, they teased us or gave everybody access to the new tank that's going to be coming out next month. Who's like Maui from Moana.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's okay.
Woo-hoo! Whatever.
Might as well do all of it. I mean, like it's one of those things where I get it. Like, no, I don't because Moana is out there. All right. Moana is fucking out there, and Moana's the only thing out there that has that representation of those people as like the Rock. It's the only representation we've ever seen. They create a character that is just like it, almost like everybody looks like that, but they don't, which is why it's so dumb. It's not like they picked somebody from that area and made it look like a real person. They picked someone from the area and made it look like the exaggeration of a demigod from Disney. No fucking lie. Why would they do that? Even if everybody looks like that, because Disney made that so popular, you can't say that nobody said, it looks like Maui. You should definitely just change him. Keep the kit. Just change the way he looks. No, fuck it. They want that attention or some shit. So either way, as the hero is, I don't know, man. He's a hero that... You definitely, I don't know, man. I think mouse and keyboard would be a better fit with this guy. He's got two double barrel cannons, and really, you want to start with one of them. I switched them because you want to start with the fire one, and keep shooting the characters, and they'll become they'll light on fire, and then after that, you go to the other one, the other gun, and it does even more damage while they're on fire. So a lot of people were playing and they were just laying down both of them because, dude, you get so much ammo. You get like 500 bullets between both guns. So you could seriously just sit there and just lay down the ammo and it's never going to go away. His other ability is like some charge thing. He'll charge and then he jumps up and like slams the ground. When he slams the ground, everyone around him actually falls down. Like they stumble, but it's not very long and it's not like he could tackle anybody. And
what is his other ability?
I can't. Oh, and then he does something where he can like heal. He triggers this thing. It has a radius kind of like Lucio, and anyone in that radius, including him, the damage you do becomes health. So he kind of has healing abilities a little bit. Nice. Like, so when you're around him, you just want to start attacking. And as you do damage, you'll heal. I don't know, man. Like, I still ended up going towards the healers and playing with the new girl because I have the new healer. And she's like, she's still simple, but I mean, she's still, I find more fun.
Kiroko?
Is that the no the newest one, the sun girl, the Spanish chick? She's sweet. Throwing out her thing reminds me of Symmetra and her shield generator. Her healing thing that she throws out doesn't run out unless someone destroys it. And her ult is one of my favorites because she goes in the air, so you can fly a little bit, kind of like Sigma. And she shoots this cannon down. And when she shoots it down, it's got like an area of effect. And anyone it shoots, it hits, they start getting damage over time. And then it explodes. It causes an explosion inside of them. So if you get it right, once you trigger that, everybody just starts unloading on the people that were in that explosion. And most of them are going to pop like popcorn, like at the very end. It's fucking awesome.
That sounds
it's getting that ult. Getting the ult is hard until you realize that throwing the pylon, that's what it's called, the healing pylon, that's how you get your ult. So anyone who plays her, throw out your pylon. I was watching my fucking ult bar while I'm playing and shooting. It's like just little. That pylon, every time it hits somebody and heals them, that thing's like fucking jumping up. It's okay. I'm not excited about the new guy.
Sorry, my computer just did something weird. Are you talking about the new Overwatch character?
Yeah. Hey, you're frozen. Oh, there you are. I was talking about the new healer, but yeah, and the new Maui guy. Just
his. Just to make sure I was on the same page. Yeah, yeah.
but yeah, and then what they announced a couple other characters. I don't care. I really don't care. They're getting desperate now. It's not fun. Like the characters. I don't know. I'm not impressed with this last guy, even though he's a tank and I'm down with tanks. I'm not. And then lastly, Mortal Kombat. So obviously Omni-Man's coming out tomorrow. I'm hoping it's coming out at midnight, but it probably won't. So I've been playing and I've started getting more into the invasions part and I'm starting to like it more. It's always one round. So that's kind of like, you know, it's only one round. But I don't know. I'm learning more. Most of the guys have like certain points that there's like shielded parts, you know, like any, like they used to do when you do like the towers and, or the secret heroes or whatever. Anyways, that's how you earn all your shit. Like the brutalities, that's how you get more XP quicker. And that's also how you unlock other cameos and stuff. So I have all the cameos unlocked now.
Nice.
Yeah. And it ends today. I think the next season starts pretty much whenever Omni-Man launches. So if you have any coins, go. I wasn't even worried. I was like, oh, fuck the coins. I don't care about all their little seasonal things. But it doesn't cost money. So you get these coins that you're earning through everything, but you earn more in the invasions. And there's some sweet skins. And they're free. So it's cool to like, it's like Mortal Kombat used to be, like going through the crypt and just opening something. You could get some sweet ass fucking skin. It's the same thing. You'll see it, but you just can buy them and it doesn't cost real money. And that's like the coolest thing about it.
Nice.
And then I just started using Shujinko as a cameo.
Nice.
I don't know the story of this dude. I thought it was like old Shang Tsung, right?
No, it's not. It's a completely different character.
Right. But, well, here's the thing. After you learn what he does, like, unlike any other cameo, he doesn't just, as you're fighting, the meter doesn't build up. You have to call him out. And he does this, like, hovering thing, and he has to gain his own meter. So at the same time, the enemy can hit him and make him go away, so you kind of want to protect him. Once his meter's full, dude, he has to have something to do with Shang Tsung, because he imitates whoever you're fighting. He'll do their special moves. One of his special moves that you call out, doing like down forward and calling him out, will do one of the dude's moves, and the other will do. And it's not even like a cheap representation. Like, what's his name? Havoc. You know how his jaw opens up and shoots out a blood bubble? This dude's jaw does the same thing, and through the whole match, he'll have the line on his face, like, because his face opened up. It's fucking awesome, dude. Like, he does sweet moves. Like, Havoc's other move, he actually goes, jumps in the screen, picks him up, and does his tackle. Like, it's fucking sweet. He'll imitate. He's one of my favorite, and I'm gonna now pair him with Shang Tsung and see what happens. Right, it's cool. Sweet. I'm excited. Nice. Yeah, that's it. I can't wait to play with you guys. Like, I'm on all the time. I want to play, like, get everybody in a fucking King of the Hill match or something.
All the time? You're on all the time?
Yeah. Maybe not with you.
I was going to say, no, you're not.
Well, you play Spider-Man. I'm almost on. Lately I have. Like, but I mean, like, an hour a night.
I mean, all you have to do is, like, say, hey, man, I'm playing.
Wanna play some Mortal Kombat?
Maybe I will.
All right.
In that tone of voice.
It's like, what's that Will Ferrell? He's like, I'm just gonna be a nice crack dealer. It's like, hey guys, you wanna buy some crack? Anyway, all right, Mike, what have you been playing?
I've been playing the Visco Collection on my Xbox. Visco Collection is like 7 games that the company published and produced for like the Neo Geo back in probably around the mid to late 90s. And I like what they've been doing with a lot of this. I've always wondered for like the last decade, how come there hasn't been like a big anthology of like Neo Geo games. Turns out that some of the like publishers and a lot of the developers that they had made for their games, their rights were always tied up in a bunch of stuff. And because SNK was bankrupt most of the time, they never secured the rights to like redistribute a lot of these, which is why every time I bought a Neo Geo plugin, it's got like the same 8 games on it, like Samurai Showdown, 6 variations of King of Fighters, and maybe 1 or 2 shooters, Shock Troopers, and then Metal Slug. Visco Collection brings some of the more obscure games for people to play. Like the one that I ended up glued to and playing the most is one called Ganryu, and it's a side-scrolling hack-and-slash platformer that's like if Strider, Run Saber, and the Ninja Warriors had a baby. And it's a really slick action game. It turns out this one came out in like 1999. I don't remember ever seeing it in arcades out here because there was only ever one Neo Geo unit like an NVS cabinet near me. And this is a pretty sweet game. I like action platform games where you have to do some like wall jumping. Wall jumping, ever since like Batman on NES, has always been one of my favorite mechanics because it's a skill that's fun to master. And it's one of those things that back in early games made you feel like you were really in control of a character. This game was pretty intense. It's a pretty hard, but it's that kind of difficulty that makes you keep playing it. I don't know if you've ever played like Street Fighter 2010, back on the NES. It's kind of got that going for it. You just want to keep pressing start every time you die. My problem is when you die, or like when you throw out all of your lives, you can't just like hit start or like run up the credits and then keep going. You die 3 times and then you go back to the like beginning of the stage. There's no checkpoints, it seems, and that's a little bit frustrating, but I like the way the game controls. You have this like, I haven't mastered it, but it's like a grappling hook that you can kind of like fire out. And I thought it was something to like latch onto things. Turns out it's just something that if there's a ninja who's got a freaking 5-foot boulder over his head and he's going to throw it at you, I just throw out this like grappling hook, which I call it a grappling hook. But isn't it like that? And it's an interesting deterrent that I thought was going to get like used up, but no, you can just kind of like mash it whenever you want. I do like this game. I also messed around with like the soccer game. I don't know why, but Neo Geo really nails it with their soccer games. There was one that I played on my Neo Geo X years ago, but this one's it's just called like goal. And it's a pretty fun heard of that, soccer actually. Game. I've heard of that. It's a pretty aptly named game. It'd be almost like naming a side-scrolling beat 'em up Punch Guy. This is a pretty cool collection. It's only like $19. Might be a little bit pricey for 7 games, but I do think I kind of get my bang for my buck with this. I keep crossing my fingers that somebody picks up the Technos Japan developed Super Dodgeball, which was kind of a sequel to the NES Dodgeball, but it didn't have a lot of the original characters on it. Super Dodgeball on Neo Geo. Oh man, I keep hoping. I keep hoping that one gets I also played some more of Hi-Fi Rush. I think Hi-Fi Rush might be my game of 2023. It's pretty stiff competition. I do want to try Spider-Man, and I do have to get more into Starfield. But Hi-Fi Rush is a pretty creative game. It's such a cool idea of just taking a rhythm game and combining it with the beat 'em up. It's really catchy, the songs that they're using for it. It flows. I love the characters. I love the story. It's just my kind of game. A really cool one for Shinji Mikami to go out on. I hopped a little bit back more in the Street Fighter V, mostly doing the World Tour stuff, kind of like Verlaine's doing with like MK. I'm mostly finishing up World Tour so I can get some character costumes. And racking up stuff for the gifts. It does get a little bit tedious, just kind of like running back and grinding for the points and everything, just to go back and give more gifts to give up levels. And it doesn't really get like unique or anything, so it's pretty much like if you've done one mission in the game, you've kind of done them all. They have been adding some more costumes in it, like there's Mike Hagar's overalls with the strap on it from Final Fight. Like, I want that just to kind of throw out a character. Or like Sodom's armor. So that's a Sodom's armor from like the Street Fighter Alpha game.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
It's cool.
They get a lot of that stuff. So they do kind of sneak some new things in there, and it's just more fun stuff to unlock. I don't like the fact that buying the season pass means you have to go through that to like unlock the characters and their colors. Like you can pay money or like rack up the like in-game currency to buy them from the shop, but it's really weird that you can have a season pass, but they still kind of like make you grind for it. I guess that's a way to kind of make the game feel like there's more content, but I paid for the access to it.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of trying. It's trying to mend what like fighting game fans have been complaining about of they don't like the fact that DLC means you just get the character. They want to be able to earn the character, like in the old Tekken games, you would just play through them and unlock them. And they're kind of trying to do that, but why the paywall? It's greedy.
It kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, so it's more busy work. Lastly, Genshin Impact. Of course, yesterday was the new banners for the new character, Farina Fossilores, the Archon of Fontaine. I got her a couple of hours ago. And she is a pretty cool character. They generally make the Archons, which are the gods of a Genshin Impact, relatively strong. And she's going to make world travel significantly easier, because if you activate one of her powers, she can just run across water. And that's a godsend, literally. I have not equipped her with anything useful just yet, so I'm afraid to take her in the battle. Because my world rank is above 50, all the monsters are like level 90. So I can't take her in any fights right
now.
Wait,
so if you lose a character, is it permadeath?
No, they have not thrown that in there, surprisingly. Okay. Right. Yeah, so
we'll take her out.
What's that?
Why don't you take her out then?
Because if I try to fight her with anything, she'll die with one hit. So I just use her to kind of get around the map. You can have like four characters at once. So if like something is running at me and catches me off guard, I'll just switch to one of my stronger characters. And since in Genshin Impact, you pretty much just level up by like feeding people books. Trying to fight with the map. Doesn't really do much. I don't think I've ever leveled a character up by fighting stuff on the map. Because you'll like beat up a 30-foot tall like rock dragon, and you'll get like 39 experience points for that. And I've got a level 70 character, so that does nothing. So they drop supplies. You take the supplies. You repurpose them into character ascension material, and that's how you get them. Up to speed.
Up to code.
Like a building. But that has been mostly what I played this week. I did get RoboCop Rogue City, but it's still installing, so I didn't get a chance to play it yet.
Unplug your are you connected to the internet? Because if so, if you get it off the internet, it'll install way faster. It'll download from the disk instead of downloading from the internet.
Really?
It'll just run. Yeah, it'll run from the disk and install it.
Oh, that's awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah, you could do that with updates too. Like if your shit wasn't updated and you throw a disk in and keep it offline, the latest disks, every disk will have the latest update of the current update of that release on the disk.
I don't know if that's true.
It is.
Okay.
I'm convinced.
That's how I had to update my PlayStation that way once. They're just like, okay, you have to take it offline and put in one of the recent discs, and the disc itself also had the update on it to play the disc.
Huh.
Okay, maybe it's not every disc, but it used to happen. It used to be but you could still do the offline thing, put the disc in, because that's, you know, how people do it if they don't have the internet.
I remember when I put the definitive version of Terminator Resistance into my PS5, like I could launch it, but it wanted to update the upgrades. So it kept prompting me to do that, which actually kind of pisses me off a little bit. They said that all of the modes are going to be available in the game, and Annihilation mode is still behind a paywall. So...
The T-800 one? I think that's fucked up. I think you made I don't know. I know that if you buy the whole thing, you get it. But I also know that they had some unique kind of like, what do they call it now, where you did own the game, so it's kind of like, whatchamacallit? They'll prorate you. I don't know.
I guess there's probably something in game I have to do, and then I have access to it. But it was weird that when I went to the prompt from the main menu, it sent me to the PlayStation Store for it. That was weird.
Is it fully installed already?
Yeah. Maybe I'll check to see if there's an update for it, because the same thing happened with Xbox users. Weird. I hope it's something that they resolve, because I was a little bit stewed about that.
Stewed. Right on. All right. You want to get to the retro reboot?
I will do. My retro reboot, which I posted this week, was one that was pretty personal to me, because it was the first time I got to play the series at home. It was King of Fighters 95. I remember for my birthday in 96, my uncle gave me like a binder full of like burned PlayStation games and a modded PlayStation, and KOF 95 was one of them. And I was so happy to be able to play a King of Fighters game at home. It's not too much different from KOF 94. It's just like an updated roster. But if you like old SNK fighters, read what I might have to say about it and tell me how wrong I am.
And you can read all that on our website, gamefixshow.com. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can. As well as some other articles. I know Gina just posted one up. So go check it out. Go on there and check out those. Okay, let's get into some stuff that I don't care about, that obviously Verlaine does, and that's Omni-Man. I don't fucking care. Is that bad? Should I care?
Hey, wait, tell me. Did you watch Invincible?
No.
That's why I don't care. Once you watch Invincible,
I saw the first two episodes, I think.
Yeah, you can't. I think you have to watch it to understand. You don't even know who he is as a person right now. Almost like Homelander. Like Homelander's a piece of shit, really. But super excited to have him. That's funny how he froze like that. are you there, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It's like the same. You know, like. You know more. You've seen all of the boys, so like you know Homelander. You know, like it's exciting.
Yeah, I don't even know
Homelander, right,
dude? I don't even know if I'm excited about Homelander.
Oh, what about Peacemaker?
No,
you're not even excited about anybody. Then. Nah. Well, I'm super psyched. I am excited to see just having them in the story to hear all of his monologues with every single character.
Let me tell you where I am with this game right now. And don't get me wrong, the game is good, and it's Mortal Kombat. It's really what it is. But I'm more excited to find out that Striker is a backup character than Omni-Man being released today.
Oh yeah.
Well, guest characterd out.
That's okay.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Do you still play the game?
Yeah. I haven't played a little while because the Spider-Man came. But yeah, absolutely. But I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to buy it. I don't even know if I care about Omni-Man.
Oh, I already did. So like, yeah. And it's just like all the other special, cause look, they're releasing dudes. So you might be excited. I mean, I know you probably aren't about the other people that they're the normal people that are coming into the game. Which I don't even remember who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
But there's like, regular characters that are also coming back. What's his name? Scorpion's son.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
What is it?
Yeah.
Kushida or something?
Yeah.
Takeda.
Like dudes like that. Like, I don't care about guys. I'm super excited, you know, about certain and those three, just because I was super excited about all three of those series, like our series that I fucking love. Dude, to top it off, throw in fucking Daniel or fucking Johnny from fucking Cobra Kai. They would never.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But I mean, I'd be just as excited because those are just shows that I totally saw completed, mixing in the realities. I love all that kind of shit. And then character has their own, you know, when you beat a tower, they have their own fucking little story within it. I don't know. It looks different. It's adding mechanics and I don't know. It's.
Because the gameplay is awesome. The gameplay in the game is just—it's just incredible. I love that it doesn't really necessarily get too serious on combos, although combos are in the game. But like, you know what I mean? It's not like Street Fighter where it's like nothing but combos. I feel like that's what I like most about it because it actually feels like a fighting game as opposed to just like, okay, this sucks. I'm just going
to
stop.
Street Fighter has less, you have to, there's more manual combos that you have to make up and learn. Yeah. But I was switched around until I played this one. Because like the last one I played through the story, but then I never really played too much after that. I didn't really like want to play it because it was still like, that's when it was all like, that was all combos to see. That was when I was saying, you know, to see all the cool shit, you had to learn the combos to see them doing all this stuff. And it just seemed harder online. And, you know, you can only main one character and then whatever the fuck. Then I played Street Fighter, and Street Fighter was kind of fair because there was no combos that were like that. And, you know, I could still win by doing awesome special moves and shit. But then this game comes around, and like, there is some, it's not like it was portrayed. Like, the juggling in the air is specific. You can't just juggle in the air. You have to be in the air, and you have to do specific moves, just like you always have to do the X, Y, X or whatever the fuck it is. You can't just go up there and mash anything and string shit. You can do stuff like that, but dude, I'm telling you, I was playing with Sean, and that's all he would do is be in practice mode, testing out those half bar combos. The thing is, it is very hard to pull them off in the moment because spacing matters. And even combos that I've done on the computer, like actual fights on the computer, are still different because like it's the aligning. So it's still, there's a challenge, and I was still able to win. I'm in love with the fucking brutality system in this game. It is easier than ever. They don't make you do stupid prerequisites, so it's not as telegraphed. Like, some of them, it'd be like, okay, you have to win the whole round without pushing kick. Well, when the round's almost over and I'm like, well, he hasn't pushed kick, he's gonna try to brutality me, you know what I'm saying? Seriously, I keep earning brutalities.
It was a really easy one to like knock their head off. You just don't block, that's what it was.
Oh, as long as
block, so you do like an uppercut at the last. And you can knock their head off.
It would always be, or like, hey, you have to throw three times, and on the third one, hold up. Well, this one is pretty much like you do the move and you hold up or down. There's no prerequisites. The move is. So like when you're playing with me with this chick now, I have four brutalities that I could pull out at any moment. And everyone in the game starts out with the same brutality. Hold uppercut as the last hit, and it'll brutality them. So it's, I love that because I can play the same thing over and over again. I can play the same characters, you know, by myself, but every match I can end it. And that's the beauty. Like, they keep adding moves, adding the fatalities. I can end it so many different ways, so many cool fucking ways. I'm enjoying it, dude. I've been playing the game for 2 days straight, just invasion, fight after fight, after fight, after fight. There's something about this one. I was wrong in thinking, and I'm glad it wasn't like the last one, the gameplay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm having way more fun than with Street Fighter, and I thought it would be the other way around. And I haven't even been online with this game yet.
Really?
I've
only played with friends specifically. I haven't gone into, like, public matches at all.
Wow, I'm actually surprised by that. You're usually the first to do that.
Yeah, because it's the invasions is like the crypt. They took the invasions from last time and the crypt and put them into one. So it's like now, instead of just going in the crypt and like, gee, let's hope this is the right tomb to open with the money, you're actually fighting your way through shit and just earning stuff. Cool. It's cool. So far, so good.
Right on.
And Omni-Man. With Omni-Man Tremor, are you excited? Tremor's coming back. He's going to be a cameo with
Tremor's all right. Yeah, Tremor's cool. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't care. Before this game came out, you were more on board than I was.
Well, it's so funny. No, and don't get me wrong. I love the game itself. I think what it is I don't need these random characters that have really nothing to do with Mortal Kombat. I don't know. There's something about that that really kind of turns me off about the game. Like, I just don't care. Like, and I think it all started in 11 because, you know, when they threw in, was Terminator in the last one, or is that 10? What am I thinking?
Terminator's in the last one. They did all the 80s one, right? Action guys.
Right. That's right. Yeah. And I don't know. I thought it was just getting to the point where it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't even play.
Why is this even in the game?
I didn't play the other ones, but they were also doing things like, okay, here's the next combat pack. You get RoboCop, which was kind of cool. Like, okay, RoboCop, but then it's like, and you get Melina. It's like, fuck, what? Why?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, well, by that time it was dumb.
You say that, but the Street Fighter does that shit all the time. They're like, hey, a new character's coming next week.
I haven't.
Blanka. I'm like, what?
I haven't even thought about. I won't buy a character from Street Fighter. I don't even know. Like, I haven't even like wanted to. If I play Street Fighter, I'm just gonna play as Luke.
That's like them saying, Mortal Kombat saying we're introducing a new player to this game. It's never been on this game before. Here's Liu Kang.
And it's Frost, or something. Like, well, we played Frost in the past. So,
when they brought Shang Tsung in, I fucking jumped on that shit. When they brought him back that last game for too, Aftermath, because he wasn't in the game. No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, last game is when I was about him. He was already in this game since the beginning. Last game, he didn't come in until Aftermath.
No. You pre-ordered
it. Weren't they both like pre-order bonuses?
Yeah, they were. They're both pre-orders.
Yeah.
I had Shang Tsung for 11 the day I got it. I promise you, dude. You're wrong. 100% you're wrong.
Well, then they had the movie one, but the pre-order bonus from the last one was Shao Kahn. I'm telling you, because they brought Shang Tsung back as the movie version of Shang Tsung. That is when they introduced him.
Unless that was the pre-order for Aftermath.
Yeah,
just buying Aftermath.
Tagawa Shang Tsung was the like. I think he was a perk for season two stuff because that's when Katana came.
Okay, all right. Stand corrected. Fine. Yeah,
but either way, when he came out, I flipped shit. Like I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!" And like this one pre-order because he was a pre-order bonus. Definitely, just because he's my dude.
Fair.
And he's only getting better through the story of Shang Tsung. Someone's got to make a documentary about that. He's just gotten better, man.
That's cool.
Claymation to fucking.
and now he's like one of the most broken Mortal Kombat characters. Like he, Ermac, and like Kung Lao are like they just wreck your shit if you're playing.
Yeah, you know what? As far as Kung Lao goes, now I'm glad you brought Kung Lao up because he doesn't do his like spinny thing in the air where and then all of a sudden he like. Kicks in an angle.
Bullet kick thing.
Yeah. I was like,
he does different things. Yeah, but the other one, the cameo one does the spinning disc thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Another universe.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fire God. You took away my Kung Lao.
Yeah. Storyline. Remember when video games didn't have storylines? It was just the game.
Right?
I didn't like that.
I didn't like that. Really hated it. Whatever, you play video games. No,
that's not true. Like, I play video games and never even get the story. I just skip everything just to play.
All right, let's move on. Speaking of games I don't really like, it's not true. I like Mortal Kombat. Overwatch. Okay, so Overwatch, obviously they're releasing a new character. MAGA? No.
Venture
is the name of it. You're right, Venture. Yeah, pretty much, like kind of like Splatoon, where you can go into the ground and like burrow back and forth and like throughout the stage. I don't know. I think really what you said earlier, they're just reaching, man. They're just reaching for whatever. And obviously they took that from Splatoon because it is a good idea when it was on Splatoon.
Yeah. How do you blend that with the meta? Like, would you be able to hit them while they're...
You can't. They're invulnerable.
Hmm.
That you see that. So it's, that's why I'm questioning it because like once they announced that mechanic and they were showing it, once you go underground, even if it's for whatever time, you're invulnerable until you pop out.
Yeah, but it's kind of like what's her name, the icy chick. You know, she turns into a block of ice. Man, right. Yeah. So like, and she's invulnerable. So I get what they're going with. I don't know. It's kind of a gimmick to me because like you can be in that position, and you can go up steps.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody has their thing. I mean, it's going to be a new game mechanic. But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I get the feeling that like it's got that like version one Hammond vibe going for it, where it could be broken, and everyone's gonna.
Play I mean, they're always to be fair, they're always broken. Anytime Blizzard introduces a new character, anytime you play it right off the bat, it's broken. It always is.
Yeah, it sounds like the meta of like scale the character so high to make them appealing. And then nerf them, and then no one plays them.
Right.
So. I like Hammond.
Hammond.
Hammond, Wrecking Ball. Yeah, I'm not excited for any of the characters that come out. If they come out, fine. I'll play them. I'll try them. Whatever. There's so many characters, and they're always rebalancing, and I just don't have any faith in anyone over there right now. The devs suck. Everybody there sucks. Like, I don't know what their fucking mission is, but they used to always take advice from them fucking stupid little fucking esports bitches, and now that's all over with.
I was just going to say, I'm glad you brought that up, because it looks like that's over with, too.
Yeah. But this makes sense because of the whole, you know, acquisition. And Microsoft's probably like, that's stupid. Let's just cut it right now. And because part of it, I mean, they didn't just like cut it off. They let the teams decide. They were like, do you want to proceed? If not, you can take $6 million as a termination fee that we'll pay you. And they took it. Everybody pretty much took it.
Of course they did.
So they don't even want to like do any of that, which is fine. I'm sure Microsoft didn't want to have to worry about just another avenue. Why? Like, let someone else do that or something. A third party or something.
I'm sure they had to do something like that because I'm sure they were under contract. So they were like, we're going to break contract here and we're going to give you this amount of money so you can't sue us. So, yeah.
Well, for the payment thing, yeah. Well, no, the season's over. The season's over,
moving forward.
Right, yeah. So that'll be done, which means now that they don't have that, they don't have a bunch of fucking sporty people keeping all the cool character shits away because they can't win games. Like how they turned Moira's thing into Sombra's.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's just the fact that they're still working with Sombra, like of all characters, they pick Sombra and they, yet they have three other characters. So they have three other heroes under their belt, which are kind of like one of them's about to come out, but they were also working on Sombra. They weren't tweaking out how to make money outside of ripping people off. You know, like everyone else, I bought a couple battle passes and it's like, okay, whatever, you're going fucking stupid. Like they're making so many skins. Like battle passes are cool, like in Call of Duty when you get cool guns, or and if you get exclusive skins that you only get from there, which you do, except while you're earning these skins, there are like 50 other ones in the shop that are unique, and that, you know what I'm saying? So now it's a fact that there are so many. Why even fucking bother? I don't even fucking care anymore because there are so many. It's not like, hey, finally a new skin for Mercy came out. I did because I would earn the coins from loot boxes. Hey, right. A new skin for Mercy finally. Or hey, it's a new event. These five characters have new skins. Now it's just an ongoing fucking thing. They're like, hey, you guys don't know how to develop a game, obviously. So why don't you guys work on some skins for us forever?
Forever.
You just
play testing.
It's just...
What's that, Mike?
You just kill the uniqueness of it with everybody getting outfits or like timed outfits, which I get it. Those would be like the prizes to want to play more of the game, but it's like front loaded that, but there's still nothing else that would kind of make it come back. So what would be the appeal other than? It's just like, we're out of ideas. So let's just do the one thing that worked for like 3 years. Except it's 3 years later. It's 3 years later, people want something new. They don't know how to get something new because I'm assuming that their focus group is a bunch of wet biscuits. So what? Like, what's with the game? It's like they're just going to let Overwatch just die a really slow and embarrassing death and just write it off.
They made a mistake. And they fucking declared free to play and they listened to somebody else. And because they're, like I said, I don't give a fuck what anyone over there says. They were banking on this single player fucking RPG thing. And that's what they were going to charge money for the Overwatch 2 was going to be that you were going to get that and you were going to get the exclusive, the push mode. That's what the deal was. Regular Overwatch was going to have all the regular updates and everything, and there would be the free to play like upgrade that we do have now. Now that that RPG thing failed, they've already committed to free to play. They've already committed to always giving us the heroes for free and the levels for free. So they missed out on a second wave of purchases in the form of Overwatch 2 as a new game, which is why it feels like it's not a new game because they just bled it into everybody who owned Overwatch 1. Automatically owned Overwatch 2. Everyone who didn't got a new free game.
Yeah.
So they committed. So now they're fucked because how are they going to make money? Charge so many people, try to entice you with skins, but that's not going to work because now once someone's like, dude, I've already forked over $50. That's more than the price of a game. Nobody cares anymore.
Right.
All this StarCraft or all the other Blizzard crossover cameo shits would have been awesome 5 years ago. Everyone would have bought that shit. It's they have to figure it out. I mean, lucky us, everything's free. But they seriously, like, they need to figure that shit out, like, for real. I mean, we may see an Overwatch 3 just so that they can do that. Because how are they getting money right now? Skins? Skins, I think with a game like Fortnite, they've mastered that whole exclusive skin shit. I think Overwatch players aren't.
Well, I think the difference... I think the difference between Overwatch and Fortnite right now is the interest is still there with Fortnite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the interest in, like, I mean, hell, this past week they just re-upped the original map, which kind of enticed me. I was like, maybe I'll, you know, jump in and, you know, jump in on the house. Remember the house we used to always go to?
Oh, yeah, go to the house by the lake.
And I was like, I kind of wanted to be, like, nostalgic and kind of, like, do that again. I never got around to do it. But like, you know, so I was like, there was something there. You know, like, there's something there, and they still, to the point where, you know, people are playing it. And dare I say, Fortnite is a better game, even though we have shit on Fortnite for years, and I'll still continue to do that. But compared to Overwatch,
they're two different games. If you're going to talk games,
of course,
more popular. It's more popular.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, I play Overwatch, and I will never play Fortnite.
Yeah,
I play fucking DMZ. But yeah. But even DMC, like, eventually they're gonna have a problem because they're making their free stuff more compelling than what they're hashing out. So here, you want Modern Warfare 2 or 3 remastered and fucked up, or do you want this brand new fucking DMZ mode and fucking all this new shit? Like,
what?
I don't know, man. Why do I have that choice?
I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking.
Like, I think they have it backwards. I think you should be giving me the remastered stuff free and, like, charging me for the fucking good shit.
That's a thought.
Whatever. Why would they? Because everybody else's modes.
That's true, too. Shit,
but yeah.
That's true, too.
Just make it worth people's entertainment dollar.
That's really what it comes down to. I mean, we're not asking for much, really. It's really all it is. So, all right.
So K-pop bands in there.
Well, they did that, too. All right. Let's get to this. So, Doritos have implemented software. It's for PC, right? I think it's only PC, because that would make sense at this point. But anyway, apparently when it comes to when you play online and you play with people, when somebody crunches on a chip, I guess in this case a Doritos chip, it'll throw you off your game. Anyone has it ever? Totally. Has it ever thrown you off? No. Threw you off your game?
Ever? No, usually you don't even really. Most good headsets don't pick that shit up.
Yeah. And even, I mean, if
I'm
it
constantly
did,
eating.
Yeah, has never thrown me off. I don't really care. Do whatever you want. I think I always would be like, "What you crunching on?" But like, whatever. Yeah. I don't give a shit. But so, but either way, they did something to combat this, and I'm going to at least if I can pull. There we go. Okay, so I'm going to play the video. And we're going to react to it as it plays, and just to kind of give you an idea of what this is. It is just to get rid of the crunching of the Dorito sound, apparently.
I get it.
It's noise canceling technology is what it is.
It's not even new.
Will that take an app?
All right, you got
it's
it.
Just, I mean, yeah, I I understand what the fuck, but you don't like, you can raise the or lower the gain on your mic because most things and phones, like they can detect voice and the tone of your voice, and a crunch is usually really higher pitched or lower pitched.
Right.
It's not a voice. Just like crunching into your phone's not going to wake it up. Hey, whatever. Go Doritos, go. I mean, shit.
It's just another whatever thing AI will help us in our lives with.
What, you know what I'm realizing though? So we're getting to a point where, like, so when we were kids, grownups were making our video games and it was like, fuck you. They kind of suck. Well, they were cool when we were kids, but then we're growing up and like, why aren't we getting better games? You're giving us bullshit. And same with the movies. And then we grew up and the people our age started making the games way fucking cooler, making the movies way cooler because that's what they wanted. We grew up with it. We were aware that adults were making our shit and screwing it up. Now we're at a point where these companies are not aware that the generations are fucking, they are coding in elementary school so they don't fall for this shit. Like, who's going to fall for, who's going to be like, oh my God. Like, they're hoping that somebody even for a second thinks that the chip itself is doing something magical. And no one is like, this is fucking amazing.
Right.
Gamers aren't saying that shit. We know that it's bullshit and stupid and not even an issue. Noise canceling has been around forever. And then, dude, I don't know, man. I mean, good for them, but that's crazy. That's crazy. That's like,
I mean, it's just software. You can download it. Anyone can download it. Yeah. But like, I don't know. Is it really that important? Or is that really what we're worried about? Like, man, I was playing a game of Fortnite, but I was playing with Mike and all he was doing was crunching in my ear and I couldn't aim. Think about that.
I crunch and like you just shake your whole controller and you're like, your shot's off.
It's not, no, not at all. It's never once thrown me off. Never once.
It's not golf.
It's like as ridiculous as Sega marketing blast processing back then.
Which is nothing. It was that wasn't even a thing. But they were like, oh, let's coin it as blast processing because it sounds impressive.
It's like noise canceling chip. Like, no, that's you know, not really a thing. I can do that stuff with my Audacity program. Mm-hmm. I don't need a special app for that,
they'll be able to get your information though, and you'll have another program running while you're gaming on your computer. So it'll be
monitoring everything you do.
Yeah, right.
Just like it always does anyway. So whatever.
Chips.
Big brother, man. They're getting us through Funyuns.
Like they start out kind of bashing themselves. Like I'm playing a game and you crunch a Dorito chip, and I'm like, ew, a Dorito. Yeah. Quit crunching like, honestly, my ear, dude.
Even when I'm playing a game, I don't want a snack. Even Doritos, nor less. I'm not getting freaking chip dust on my $70 controllers.
That's what pant legs are for, dude.
Just wiping on my beard.
I thought you were a redhead. Anyway, I thought that's what it was. Yeah, so I don't know. Whatever. Go Doritos. Go Doritos. Go. Either way, Doritos sound good. I'm gonna probably have some.
I'm hungry. Good.
All right. I got some quick ones, so we'll kind of go through it fast. But so Grand Theft Auto 6 has been officially announced. Sort of, kind of ish. Well, they are saying that they are going to show us the first trailer next month. Are we ready for a new Grand Theft Auto, or are we getting ahead of ourselves here?
I mean, I guess
it's still the best selling game. GTA 5 is still the best selling game ever. Like I don't know.
Why are they they're kind of in a position where they can do some stuff because they're a game like that that's just still going. It's not even a true fucking RPG at all, and it's still going just like it's a fucking MMO RPG.
Yeah. People still play it.
Yeah, it's fascinating that Rockstar did with Grand Theft Auto 5 what Bethesda wished they did with Skyrim when Skyrim first released.
Well, Mike, don't get too far. I mean, Skyrim has been on every fucking system known to man.
Yeah, so, it is, but
including like pregnancy tests.
there's no multiplayer though on Skyrim, right? It's always single.
No. Right.
And Bethesda, they wanted to like coin a like live service thing with it, which is why they did Fallout 76. And GTA 5 has been doing that for what, 10, 12 years now? Give or take. So it's a little bit like, why isn't there a Mario Kart 9 yet? And they haven't had a reason to come up with
why. Why do they need to?
Like it's still making money.
GTA it's still one of the biggest played games on the Switch. It really is.
Like, yeah,
people play that more than almost any game.
They're like still releasing like content packs for it. And like GTA 5. The only thing that would probably, because I don't know if like a GTA 6 would do more numbers than GTA 5. They set a high bar for themselves. They'll definitely make more money with it, and they could probably take advantage of more sophisticated technology to make aspects of it more like integrated and more engaging. That could be the one hook, because if there's one thing that's like kept GTA 5 going, I mean, outside of people paying for the shark cards, is there's a huge role-playing community within it. So the games, the game, kind of like Fortnite, has become so culturally tied to like internet personalities that it becomes a meme of itself. What can GTA 6 do to like top that? VTubers, I guess.
They can't. They're not. I'm gonna go out on a limb because I love limbs. So they never said we're gonna see GTA 6. They said we're gonna see the next Grand Theft Auto video for the next Grand Theft Auto. The reason I say that is because of what Mike has brought. Not only is there already a huge community, but that they themselves made the players and the community build the community with all of their expansion packs. You started out being a business owner, and then you're a kingpin, you're a millionaire, you're doing all this stuff. They're making you have careers. And with those careers, real people are working for you, chains of command. And the shark cards, which to us mean nothing, that community, it's real money value right now. So what GTA 6 would do if it was released would kill all of that, or it would kill itself because no one's going to leave that. They're smarter. They're smarter than that. I think they're going to do what they should do, and they're going to, whatever it is, it's going to be an expansion. Make a new bully game. It's going to be an expansion that you're going to have to pay for, but it's going to be an expansion so that it will not interrupt or kill the whatever's going on. Yeah. It'll blend in. That's what I think is going to happen. Otherwise, it's stupid. Otherwise, they're going to kill one end, and they cannot be that dumb. They can't. There's no way that you can get both of them to succeed. You can't.
Yeah. I don't hear anyone talk about Red Dead Redemption 2 online. So I wonder if they just took some litmus test from that, seeing what works with GTA 5.
Well, Red Dead, you can only do so much as for role-playing. A lot of people now are just wandering around, treating it more like a survival kind of solo game. You can't get as much. They have, like, you know, you can do jobs from, you could do stuff. They have, you know, their little packs. There's no way the community is, I mean, fucking, they're adding flying cars and jetpacks, and they can go anywhere with GTA. Red Dead can only stay cowboys. You can only do that for so long. That's why I think GTA, they can add another story expansion. They can add more to the online game. If they made another game, I'd buy it and play it. But like, I don't think that would be smart unless like they already did. They split GTA 5 and GTA Online. So they're two different monsters. Maybe they're not coming out with a new GTA Online. Maybe like, well, I mean, yeah, that's what it would be. They're just going to have a separate campaign, but online's always going to be online. There will not be a new GTA Online. That's what they should do. It's just story. So it's just, you know what I'm saying? So then you're not going to get the online if you buy the story though.
Yeah. Maybe they're going to implement a fourth character. And you'll have a whole new campaign. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
That could actually work. That would get me back into the game. I would download it and play that.
It could still be a whole store, a whole another three characters just doing another thing in that world.
Because
GTA really, Online could be the world.
Really, they could just be like, you know, this is Trevor's, pre-story.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Get me back in.
Fucking Trevor's the best character in video game, period. I don't name a better character than Trevor in GTA 5. I don't think you can.
No.
I don't think you can. So, I don't know. It's just going to be interesting to see what direction they go to, but you know, we'll see. We have some angry Call of Duty fans. They're review bombing the wrong Modern Warfare 3. Well, you can't coach awareness, as they say. This is just people are stupid. This story is just people are stupid. I think
that's I'm betting a lot of these people are just PlayStation people that are pissed off or anyone pissed off at the acquisition. Because why does it come out now? Modern Warfare 3 has been a thing for a while. They're just PlayStation.
Suddenly it's
fun. Yeah, like all of a sudden. So every iteration on Earth of Call of Duty, even Modern Warfare 2 that was redone in Black Ops and all that shit, like everything has been like, yeah. But then all of a sudden, Modern Warfare 3, one of the best Modern Warfare, one of the best Call of Duty games, is remastered for next gen like everybody wanted, but Microsoft owns them. All of a sudden, review bomb the fucking shit.
Yeah.
I mean, really, dude? It's fucking Call of Duty.
But the point of the story is they're review bombing the wrong one.
And you know what, though? Even if they did, like, there's people that are still trying to, like, be like, oops, sorry, didn't mean to do that. Dude, who gives a shit? Someone's going to look up Modern Warfare 3 from 2011 and be like, I'm not buying it. Look at all these fucking shitty reviews.
Yeah, no one cares.
Nobody cares. So fucking... People are like, shit, dude. They have nothing else to fucking do.
That's really what it comes down to. That's really what it is.
Just collectively.
Direct your hate properly. Like, at least just one Google search.
Yeah. I know. So that's the thing, though, because, like, most of the hate is that they're comparing it to the old one, saying, you know, this is different and why do they do it differently, blah, blah, blah. But if you're reviewing the wrong one, you don't even know that it's different, then you obviously didn't even play the other one to compare, so you're full of shit.
Nah.
You don't know nothing.
Well, I mean, Verlaine, they're not even playing any of them. That's all it is. I think you're giving them too much credit.
Yeah, they're sitting there spurging out in front of their keyboards because they're out of drywall to punch.
Yeah. Yeah. All my drywall's gone because I punched holes in all of them.
Studs and fucking insulation.
Yeah, you just hit the studs, bro. Come on. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. All right. All right. Well, Xbox, this is a surprise from Xbox. Or is it a good idea? So, Xbox games are to be made with a AI under a new deal. Okay, so they're teaming up with an AI company called InWorld AI for a multi-year partnership to use its tools to develop Xbox games. How do you feel about that?
I have to play the games. I mean, we're already halfway there. Computers make the games, but people are behind those computers typing in what the computer should do. So if a computer, as scary as it may sound, if they can pull it off, because I was thinking about this earlier with music. If I hear music and it was AI generated and I didn't know, and it was a legit sound, AI would know that no one else has used it before and it's totally unique. Then you know what? The people who should give a shit are the people that make games and music. So I don't know. Like, I'd have to play the game, dude. You never know.
Okay. Well, the reason for this is they are saying that the AI could reduce the time and resource restraints during production, thus allowing games to ship faster.
Oh, okay. So
really what they're trying to do is cut corners. How do you feel about it now?
No, I don't think they're trying to cut corners. I think what they're trying to do is there's certain tasks that, like, all the developers that we bitch about that don't have creative freedoms that are just sitting there in a computer. I think what they're doing is they're saying, hey, we can make AI do what they're doing, as in, you know, taking assets and rearranging and building a level, making it bigger, making texture, like those mundane shits, like creating just a rocky cliff. instead of paying somebody to fucking do that manually, AI. Because, you know, like a lot of things you could see like doubles. I always try to look for patterns and stuff that's supposed to be unique. Yeah. But with AI, you're going to eliminate that. And as long as it's something like that, yeah, it sucks to be the dudes whose jobs that took, but it's still not going to take over the acting, the mocap, you know, the actual creative. It's just the guy in charge is saying, hey, not. If the AI is doing everything from scratch different, I'd have to play the game. But it's going to be somebody saying, all right, look, I need a level just full of trees. AI does it.
Dude, the movies, like, you know, Hollywood just went on strike for this particular thing, saying that they don't want, you know, that to use AI and, you know, so you don't use somebody's likeness without their permission, whatever, right? So
that's using
it. Well, hold on. What I'm trying to say is you just said it. It would definitely be taking somebody's job. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference?
No, well, the difference for what? Like,
it would be taking somebody's job,
right? But with AI and Hollywood, that's taking their likeness and using it when they're not. That's like just saying, "Hey, here's Verlaine," right? And that's different by having a computer. Which, look, think about it this way: when you build a game, usually the company gives you a file full of assets and says, "Build a room with all these assets." You don't have any creative. You have to put them together. If a computer did that instead of a person, who gives a shit? Earth itself is random. But if they're like, hey, we're going to put Jack Black in this game, but it's not really him and everything about it is fake and he's against it. Look, whether somebody loses their job over something, I don't really care. They can get another job. But it's not taking anyone's likeness at all. AI is going to be doing a lot. And the only scary thing is when companies are like, hey, guess what? You signed a contract, Tom Hanks. Now we could just make all these videos with you in them and you don't have to be part of it. Tough shit. That's different. But if they're like, hey, we don't need a lighting guy anymore because we're going to do all the lighting post-production, the computer's going to do it.
Well, I mean, then that person lost his job, just like Tom Hanks lost his with that.
Because his likeness is so they're saying, hey, we're stripping you of Tom Hanks. Go. We're still using Tom Hanks. But if I'm holding up a boom mic and they're like, you're out of here, a computer's going to do it. I can go hold a boom mic anywhere. I'm not that boom mic.
But you're still losing that job. Like, that's my point.
Tons of people lose their jobs. Horses lost their jobs when cars came.
But for no, that's a reason but that they it, don't right, need but, to lose their job over. That's all yeah, I'm trying to
I know,
say.
But right. And you
understand where I'm getting at.
That's a different argument, though, because losing your job because of AI, like, that's a company decision. If I want to have AI do my company's job and get rid of everybody, am I a dick? Maybe. But who cares? It's my business. They can go get another job. You know, it's not like that's happened everywhere all over the place. That's factory workers. Like, automation has taken over a lot of stuff. Computers have taken over tons of shit. How many accountants have lost their jobs? Tax people. Like, we could do so much shit on our own. So I don't think losing jobs to me isn't a big factor when it comes down to things. If they lost them like in a wrong way, you know, different. But if they're just, hey, we found a better way, more efficient for the business. Sorry. Why should we keep you just so we don't make any more money? But, you know, that's a different argument. It's different. There's lots of intricacies, but as long as it's not really ripping off anybody's ideas and stuff, and I don't think it's wrong. Even if they were like, hey, computer, create a game for us, see what happens. It couldn't possibly be anything awesome without humans involved.
I would almost like to see, I'd have to play the games first. I would like to see some, like, regulations in tow to see how it would be implemented, because you kind of see a little bit of that with, like, procedurally generated dungeons. It's pretty much kind of telling the AI to go.
Yes.
So like, you can kind of see where it's going with that. And also, you could probably use AI to get some of the things that will, like, create, like games with, like, bugs in them, like Days Gone. Days Gone was a game that had, like, a bunch of glitches and bugs because some of the stuff was so woven deep into the program at the beginning of the game that they couldn't just be patched out. You could probably use AI to maybe test that stuff, like, the stuff that, like, a normal engineer would miss. Yeah. And it could probably serve for that purpose. Or like maybe something, and it's just, this is probably where it like blurs the line between regulation and whatnot with like NPCs. Like when Spider-Man 2 was coming out, they were talking about, hey, it's going to have some AI generated dialogue with the NPCs. Where was that? No one talked about that. Blast processing again. So I would say as far as things like texture mapping and ironing out those, if you give the like AI the tasks to perhaps like spot out some of the things that people don't have to end up working overtime for, you could slash into that crunch thing, because crunched employees will sometimes make those mistakes, and then the games will end up getting pushed back. If this slashes in the production times, then that means that companies probably wouldn't have to like set like release deadlines and draining humans out of their life.
They could be a game cheaper up. Games.
Yeah,
no. if they don't have to pay.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Hey, video games haven't really went up much at all.
No, and they're definitely not gonna go down, if that's what you're saying. no matter how the games are made, those will not go down. I promise you that.
Never know. You haven't lived in a world of AI, dude.
No, they won't go down.
In a world of AI.
I promise you they won't. That would be shooting your foot despite your face. Wait, that was two.
Well, it depends on the game, because dude, right now you can get games for $10. Well, you can get games for any price, really. But
I'm talking about brand new AAA titles. That's what I'm saying.
If you let AI do anything, it always ends up wacky and evil at the end. If you just let it go. It will always need human guidance, and it will never take over due to hackers. Hackers, dude. Anything that comes out, hackers. Hackers, though the bane of our existence right now, they're going to be the reason why AI will never take over. Mm-hmm. We have too many smart hackers that will just fucking, the moment it logs on, they're going to know how to fucking exploit everything about it.
I hope so. I hope so.
Like security.
I mean, look, it's not even about hope. Like everything that comes out gets fucking hacked. Everything that comes out like gets hacked. So it's like we have an army of humans that could possibly fight the AI for us. Fucking nerds.
So the hackers are the good guys. I like
the hackers are going to end up fucking.
How about that?
The meat shall inherit the earth.
Who would have thought? See, I thought it was if you live long enough, you see yourself become the villain. That's what I thought, but actually, it's the other way around.
The villain becomes the hero. Oh, always. Nowadays, the villain always becomes the hero.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, Deadpool. All right, come on.
Kylo Ren.
Well, yeah, it's different, I think. A little bit, maybe. He died anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But at least he got to make out with Rey. Isn't that right? God.
J.C. Ridley, man. Way to go out.
Way to go out. She cute. It's all good. Anyway, not that that really matters. So Nintendo has patented a dual screen gaming device that can be split in half. Where have we seen this before, Nintendo?
Nintendo girl tricks. What if it like breaks apart?
But why? Which
is stupid. It'd be like two devices then. Like have two phones and put them together.
You can't say anything.
It's going to be the Wii U Plus, which is going to be a Switch with a screen on the dock.
Right.
Here, this is, I'm going to give you, this is the perfect thing. All right. So it's a game called Dog Park Manager. And what you're going to do is, you know, you manage our dog park, just like any kind of management game.
This is a made up game.
Okay. And then you're going to, what you're going to do is you're going to take one of these and you're going to like have someone just hide it somewhere in the vicinity. And the other one is going to be kind of like that you're going to play the game. And what you do is that other half was somebody who didn't clean up the doggy doopies. So you have to find it, pick up the poop, analyze, and then you have to find, it becomes kind of like a detective game. You have to find out what dog made the dupes. All right. And then side quest gaming will be breeding. You just get to fool around with different genes and like make different kind of dogs.
All right, Gumshoes.
Coming right, out Gumshoes. Only on Nintendo
Here's
Switch.
Your mission. Clean up that doggy do.
This honestly sounds like a WarioWare game.
Wario.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. You know what? I wouldn't put it past Nintendo. I'm sure they would, you know, because, like, you know, things in Japan are funnier than they are in America. So they're like, yeah, let's clean up shit. That'll be fun, right? Oh, yeah.
We'll make it a game. Hardware? Like, do it. I want a weird console. Like,
no, I know exactly. I know exactly how they can do it, right? There's piles of shit. But hidden in each shit is a Pokemon.
They're dupes.
So,
they're Poke dupes.
There it is. Charizard.
That's their big the Pokemon promotion, like all over Japan. Check people's dog dupes because someone went around hiding limited edition Pokemon in all the.
It is such a fucking dupes. Japanese thing, and there would be someone going, "Oh, and, like putting it in their mouth, like cleaning it off."
You have this killer app of like scan your pet poop and it'll tell you what kind of Pokemon it's gonna be.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Poop scanner. Is it? What kind of Pokemon was your pet in a past life? You just have to put the turd on your phone screen and let it zzz, zzz. No.
Pass that controller to somebody else.
Yeah, here you go. All right. Let's wrap things up a little bit, but stick with Nintendo. Nintendo is making a live action Legend of Zelda movie with Sony.
Yeah, console Sony. Wars are good.
Do we need a live action Zelda movie?
Don't need one, but. It was going to happen eventually. They saw the money the Mario movie made, and it was like, can we capitalize off of that with Zelda?
People are going to be so pissed when they found out that the main character's name is not Zelda.
And they find out the main character doesn't talk. And the main character is maybe a child.
Yeah.
And the main character is totally been friend zoned for his whole life, and he still tries.
Here's some shit. There's a Pokemon in. Oh wait, that's a different thing. Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm more intrigued for the chaos aspect of it.
Does Link talk? Has he ever talked
in the cartoon?
Other than the cartoon.
No.
Never. He does have like random Wind Waker he'll like say like come on or things like that.
And that's it, but it's never like a sentence, right? Like
no.
Sentence talk like That's when he starts his bill.
I mean that's fair. Mario really didn't have it anyway until they
It's a Mamma Mia! It's a me, a Link.
His name's Link, right?
Mm-hmm.
Link.
I wonder who's gonna play Link. You think it'll be a nobody like Chad McChatterson, like
Chris Pratt,
Fifi Blank, Chris Pratt's son?
It's totally gonna be Chris Pratt.
Prick Pratt.
Yeah. Is that his name?
No. That's just what they call him.
Mario to show this Link.
And of course we know Mario's first and last name.
Mario. Last name.
Mario.
Okay, what's your name?
Luigi.
Luigi?
No, Luigi Mario.
Okay, how many Marios are there between the two of you?
It's three. It's Mario and Luigi Mario.
Love that movie.
I need to watch that movie again. It's been a very long time. It's a great movie. Anyway.
So much fun.
Such a ridiculous movie. The Nintendo Museum. We got a reveal of the Nintendo Museum. We now know what the sign looks like.
Modern architecture.
Is that? Did you just go into a?
Police Academy.
That's what I thought. It's so random. It's so random. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. There's the sign. Yay.
The Nintendo Museum. Why would I go there? Nintendo, you were fucking around in the 80s. Like, people are very much alive that were around when you came out. Yeah. We don't need a museum. I can go to a fucking toy store down the street or a fucking game trading place.
I mean, it's in Japan, so calm down, Verlaine.
Oh, well then, yeah, they don't have
what
we have.
It's not like they fucking opened it in Akron or something like
that. But hey, same rules apply. I mean, awesome, there's people in Japan that are very much alive when Nintendo came out, and they're probably like, I have half the shit in my fucking garage right now.
I know, like all the shit that is going to be on display, pretty sure I have most of it up there. Yeah.
What are they going to show us? They don't even have that dolphin fucking thing. You know, the PlayStation thing? Because that sold to somebody.
Echo?
No, when PlayStation and Nintendo were working on a disc for... It's called codename Dolphin.
Right.
Someone actually bought that and owns it. So, I mean, I don't know, whatever. Cool.
Yeah, so I mean, they got 100.
It could actually. You're right. It's Nintendo, not just the entertainment system. So they definitely have all that Mahjong or whatever they fucking started
Mahjong. Well, playing cards
back in the 1700s. Yeah,
that was their first iteration. So
shame on me, bad.
Yeah, way to. Yeah,
yeah. It doesn't get something.
Damn the Japanese.
It was just funny to think about, because I grew up a fan of the Magnificent Seven, the Samurai Seven during the Edo period, and it's kind of funny thinking about the great general Soji Okita sitting off to the side playing Mario cards before they're off to battle the invaders. It's like, what?
Well, that was a lot of stuff, but I get it. That's weird.
Jumpman. That's a thing, right? Anyway, all right. Let's end it on this. MCU's Blade will be R-rated.
All right, cool.
I thought they already made that decision.
Stop it, Mike.
No, we made that decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know better.
And every Blade movie was rated R. Deadpool's rated R. Why did that surprise anybody? It's rated R. Okay, cool.
When's it gonna come out?
Never.
It'd be really stupid if it wasn't. That's kind of where I'm at. All right. Well, on that note, let's call it a night. Thank you so much for watching live. We do appreciate that, as well as anyone that downloaded the show to listen to the audio version. We appreciate that even more because that actually helps us even more. So we do appreciate that. Our website, gamefixshow.com, is where you find all of our information. So please go there, peruse, have fun, do your thing. Any questions, you can ask Mike. He answers all of them.
All of them.
It's what I do.
It's what he does. So, until next week, like we said, we do this every Wednesday night. I said Friday. It's not Friday. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock on our Facebook and a Twitch page. So please join us in the chat room, like a few of you have done. Thank you so much. And I guess there's only one thing left to say. Well, before I do that, do you guys have anything you guys want to say before we say goodbye?
No.
Yeah,
I'm out of material.
All right, good. All right, well, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Love you.
We are Venom.
Adios, turd nuggets.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom, comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, cut.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on CannedAirPodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.